This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Pay raises for state lawmakers are off the table. House Appropriations voted 16-5 against increasing the salaries. Currently $16,800, the increase would have taken the salary to $39,000 for state representatives. Gretna Representative Joe Marino says being a legislator is time-consuming. He said a higher salary would result in more candidates wanting to take the job. A bill to establish the Louisiana Center for Safe Schools under the umbrella of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security is moved from the Senate Finance Committee. The center would be a single point for schools to get funding for safety programs, training, and bleeding control kits should the unthinkable happen. The state of Louisiana is looking at concealed carry. A representative has filed a bill once again in the Criminal Justice Committee to allow citizens to carry a concealed weapon without a permit if they choose. Bill sponsor, Oil City Representative Danny McCormick, says his bill won approval from the full House last year, but then it stalled out in the Senate in the wake of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting.
I'm very excited about it. I am concerned that it's been scheduled so late in session that by the end of session, we won't have had time to get it completely through the Senate. But I'm very happy that it is scheduled and heading that direction.
McCormick's bill is commonly called constitutional carry because many believe the Second Amendment right to bear arms should not hinge on getting a concealed carry permit. 25 other states already have the same laws in effect. McCormick says Louisiana already has open carry of a firearm with no training or permitting necessary, but wants to collect a fee for income from the training to be available for the concealed gun. He says that is a double standard.
Proper training, they don't mean your grandfather and your father can train you. They don't believe that's proper training. Proper training is a government bureaucrat saying you went through a class, now you're properly trained.
McCormick's House Bill 131 is scheduled before the committee today. McCormick says the bill will enable more people to protect themselves from violence and crime, and he hopes there's enough time to get the bill through the House and Senate before the legislative session comes to an end.
I am concerned about it because it's in a real important bill to the people of Louisiana. And I think it's something that we should put at the top of our list of things to get to there in this session.
This is 90.3 KDM.